They were saying, you're a melech. In other words, he just said what the dream was, and they came to give the interpretation of the dream. So they're saying, oh, you're a melech. Oh, so they interpret the dream. So, they were angry about his chalom al dvorav, that he told them the chalom. Right, because he told them the chalom, and they heard the chalom, and then they reacted to the chalom. When the second chalom came around, they didn't say anything. They didn't say anything, but the father, Yaakov says already, so they didn't want to, in other words, they didn't want to push the chalom, but Yaakov was pushing the chalom. If Yaakov was pushing the chalom the same way, so then they're afraid that really it's going to be, I mean, this is the way the chalom is going to be. Not only they were posed a chalom, but Yaakov was also posed a chalom. He's also posed a chalom, so that there's mamash kina, that really thought that this is what's going to be a king. That's how you understand that little point. I'll tell you all the few days of lady going up here. Mamash very nice in the parsha. When he said to him, what did he tell the chalom?
Yeah.
Good, we'll see you later come out. He doesn't talk about that point. Why is he also telling him? He's just adding, you know, salt the room, right?
To make
the
I mean, he didn't interpret it like that. Why did he tell me the words to make generalization about the dream?
Well, he, obviously, it wasn't just a conversation. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. The shmuz room, but telling the dream I had last night. We'll see. Right? But he just adding that they themselves were poiser the chalom, so that they were upset, like, you know, told them the chalom, they're poiser. So the next time they were quiet, but the father was poiser. And so then, look, everybody's poiser the chalom. It looks like this is what's going to be. So then, really, they're upset about it. Then he says later on, it says when the, we'll come back again to the Chalomos a little bit of your Sukkim. He says, go see your brothers. They're in Shechem. So, Halachacha roi b'shechem lech v'shlachacha alehem v'yomar l'neini. So he told him to go. So we have a klal, shluchim mitzvah, anat yizokim, not b'chazarosa. Right? So he was saying, he was doing a mitzvah. Go find out how your brothers are in Shechem. So we're coming back, he's coming back, we don't even have to do anything. But he said, no, Yaakov wanted to be, he wanted to be very careful here. So what did he say to him? He says, Lech norei shlom achecha v'shlom atzon v'ashivein davar. In other words, come back and tell me. In other words, it was just not, that's, coming back is a mitzvah. In other words, he's trying to be careful, even though shluchim mitzvah b'chazor, so in other words, they went, let's see, we've done the mitzvah, coming back is coming back, you wouldn't have to do anything. But here, no, he's trying to even add to it too. He's saying, give a v'ashivei davar, come and tell me a reply. So that would be also part of the mitzvah. And the truth of the matter, till Shechem, there should be no problems. It's only when they went to Osayna that he went off, right? He told them to go to Shechem, everybody thought they're in Shechem, so that's where he's sending them, to Shechem. The minute they go already to the other place, going to the other place already is not where he's sending him. Is that where he's sending him? Oh, so not already they can be in trouble. That's how it comes up in trouble. Then he goes on, later on it says, when Yehuda and Reuven start talking about what to do with him, so he says, Yehuda says, Vayom Yehuda elachav ma'betzek in yargos achino v'chisino es damo. What gain, what bets are we going to gain, right, by killing our brother, and we're going to cover up his blood. So basically, he says, L'chaira, the pshat is like this. When you punish somebody, it can be one or two ways. It could be like a type of a nekama. You did something wrong, so it's like a meeting, can I get a meeting? You did wrong, you're going to be wrong. And we're not saying like that about Kapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when we do it something like, you know, Kilu, you've done something wrong, so it's magil lecha, to get the kibbutz of the nekama. Right, that's one way of looking at it. Or a punishment could be, leman yumu, yumadu. You punish somebody that everybody should see if somebody does something wrong, that everybody has to see what happened to him, look what happened to him, and he's suffering. So you should know that you should be careful not to do it. So he says, if it's a type of a nekama, you could do that privately. I mean, you do that, but see, nobody has to know about that, because that's not the purpose. The purpose is you did something wrong, we're repaying you what you've done. You were right, you're getting right. But if it's got to be leman yomadu v'yiru, if one, everybody should see about it, they should know, so it's got to be done before Hesher. That's the whole purpose. The whole purpose is to frighten other people away. People should see what happens to such a thing, and they shouldn't do it. So that's what you have to do. So he said, that's what Yehuda said. The Indian of the Kama, but he's our brother. If he's a brother, and there's no Indian of the Kama, you should have more rachamim. He's Achino, right? He did, let's say he did something wrong, but it doesn't mean that you should punish him. So that's what Judah says to him. Ma betze ki narok es achino. What gain will you narok achino? Why? Because it's not what nekama. For an act, you shouldn't have nekama. So there's nothing to do there for that. Ella, what are you going to do? You're going to do that people should see that he shouldn't do what he did. He talked about us, or whatever he spoke things against us, whatever the reasons are. So maybe we should let everybody know and this is what happens, or something like that. But he said, no, v'chisinu's dama. But what we can't do that out in the open because we don't want Yaakov to know about it. So we're going to have to do it v'chisinu's dama. We're going to have to kill him in a way that nobody knows about it, right? So you see, my best, so what do we gain out of it? It's not the nekama part of it. He's an ach. You shouldn't be like that to an ach. He's a brother. You should be differently. Hello, what are you going to say? There's no man going to do V.E.R.O. They should learn from it. He said, we're not going to be able to do that. He's seen his number. We're going to have to cover it up. Nobody's going to know about it. So my bet, so what's the purpose of doing it? That's the word shot in the puzzle. The Meshech Chachma says, Bichlal, he talks about when they threw him into the boar, so the Chazal say the boar breaking will mind, but there's Akravim and the Chashim there, right? So the Chorah, he brings the Zohar too. What's the, they didn't want to kill him, but throwing him into a boar with Akravim and the Chashim is not killing him. So what are you doing? You're putting him in a place where he can't get out, and then you bring Akravim and the Chashim.
And they just intended torture.
Huh?
They just intended torture.
So it's worse. Torture and not they won't kill him, you mean? No, to the contrary, they're trying to do better, right? And Reuben and Vayatzir and the other, Reuben is saving him, right? They're ready to kill him. So Reuben is saving him. How's he saving him? Throw him into the board. Right? Oh, he plans to come back. So he says, Meshech Chachma very partially said that. The Gimadim of Ben Yisrael, Ben Yud Gimel Shana, he's Chayiv Misa, right? They hold him as Chayiv Misa. That's the discussion here, what the Chayiv Misa was. He's a rogue. They hold him as Chayiv Misa. And they said there was a bezin, and they sat down, and they done, and everything. They held it was chayiv misa. Says chayiv misa be they go, don't they are out to kill him, right? But you give them. But now that they're not doing that misa, right? So they're not going to kill him. Reuben talked them out, right? Elowat, you'll be chayiv misa be they shamayim. But misa be they shamayim, you don't have onshin be they shamayim for chayiv you've done. So you don't have to worry about, in other words, if he's not chayiv misa be Yodam, what's going to happen? Like, brother, we're going to kill him because he's not going to, get stabbed. He's going to get killed because min shamayim they're going to kill him. If Bezin has a right to kill him, he did it, we have a right to do it. If Bezin decided not to kill him, and they throw him to the boar, so why is he going to get killed? He's going to get killed because of what? Min shamayim. Min shamayim, he's not ben chof yet. Ben chof, he doesn't get any onus min shamayim. It's only the day Bezin.
He doesn't get touched by the snakes.
So he should be attacked by the snake. Even though it's a sakona too, huh?
It's a weird one.
How many of these brothers?
Good. It's a shayla, and how they have the best. Maybe it's a bit no one. But no one can do it with the problem. You see, Taki, if they have to do it, but no one can do it. Even has a chiyuv misa before. So that's what the Meshech Chachma wants to say. Then he goes on, the Beis Halevi says a very interesting shot here. He says, by Reuven, so Reuven tried to save him. Reuven went to save him. And then he says, Vayoshev Reuven al Abor, v'ine ein Yosef Abor, v'yikras b'gadav. Reuven tried to save him, comes back to the board, Yosef is not there, right? Vayoshev al Echa, v'yomer ha'yelad anenu, v'ani ona nivo. What's going to be with me? So Rashi says, "What's ona nivo? What am I going to do?" Yoshev Reuven. So first of all, Rashi says, "Where was he coming back from?" So one pshat he says, "Oisekayu besako bataniso al shabil beil yitzu yavim." He was doing tshuva. He was oisek besako bataniso. He was mevabel yitzu yavim. He took the mitzvah from the oil of Rachel and put it by his mother. So he's got a chet. And then it says, Ona nivo, Ona, right? Evrach, Mitzar Shalaba. What am I going to do for the Tzar Shalaba? He's involved with the Tzar. He's the one that's feeling the Tzar Shalaba. Why Dafka is he the one for the Tzar Shalaba? You say, maybe it's the oldest son. Why? He,
blame.
He,
what?
He'll get blamed.
He'll get blamed.
You always blame it on the old, right? You know that from experience,
yeah.
He's more responsible. He should be responsible. The other ones are not, so he should be. He's afraid. He's more afraid. He's the oldest one, right? He's going to get more upset. So the Beis HaLevi says an interesting malachi. He says, what's the pshat that Reuven was mevabel Yitzhar Yaviv? He, you know, he took the bed out from the mikveh of his father, from Rachel, and he put it by Rachel. So the Chazal talk about it, that he was tava el bonimo. I mean, Yaakov was with Rachel, but it's his mother, Leah's his mother, so he's tovea, the elbow of his emo. He wants my mother. Why is Yaakov going to be only with Rachel? Should be with Leah also. And he was nizer very much in Kibbutz. He was dealing very much with Kibbutz. The chet of Kibbutz, see, the cheshbon was good, but the Yaakov was in by Rachel. What are you making your cheshbon on? So really, it says Pachas Kamayim Al Tosar. Later by Yechi, he said that he's angrier than Yaakov. But the anger seems to be that you make a quick decision, right? You did it quickly. In other words, Kilu, if you would have thought out more, there's a takistik of chet. The etzem zach is we understand that you're tava elbo chayimo, your mother, right? You want Yaakov to be with your mother. But there's a pagia maybe in Yaakov somehow, and if you would have thought it out, you wouldn't have been so hasty to do it, right? So it would have been correct. There's a tviya to, you know. That's a chet. And the stomach, what? He did tshuva. He did tshuva on the chet. He was no bigger, he did tshuva on the chet. He says, now, what's the thing come bad out of it? There's going to be less children or anything? Because maybe there's a time that if you're mixing up the bed, maybe it's going to be mixed up. There's going to be a problem here. Maybe Yaakov's supposed to have more children than Rachel. So no, they knew there's only Yud Bet Shvati, right? There's Yud Bet Shvati. And the chelik of Rachel was her chelik. Leah came here, got her chelik. She had more than her chelik. She says, Odel Elokim Yehuda was Odel Elokim. She had four children. The two shvachas, two and two, right? So also her chelik. Rachel has her chelik. So everything's fine. In fact, it says when she had Dina already, that they had to have a special tefillah, the Dina should be a girl, right? Because then Leah was going to get another one, and Rachel wouldn't get her chelik, or wouldn't get her what's she supposed to get. Because already they're all in Shifrika. So he says now, Reuven has a problem. What's Reuven's problem? They're taking Yosef now, and they're going to put him into the boar. And they're going to kill him. Or put him into the boar, and if he's going to die, whatever is involved, the best he can do. If Yosef dies, so what's going to come out? Come out that Rachel doesn't have her chelik, right? Because Yosef and Rachel says they have two children, and Yosef is one of the children, and Rachel's not going to have her chelik. Who caused indirectly that Rachel won't have her chelik? He took the meat away from Rachel and gave it to Leah. So it comes out, Betzem, when he did it, there was no chet at all. There's nothing wrong. Because everything was fine. To the contrary, we had a special tefillah with Leah, and a special tefillah with the Dina. It should be a girl, but it should be more chelik for Leah. What comes out now? Comes out now that if Yosef is going to die, which we think now what's going to be here, there's a question, Yosef is going to die. So if Yosef is going to die, it comes out that Rachel's chelik is lacking. Rachel's not going to chelik. It's going to come out who is the one that's going to be Rachel chelik. It's going to be lacking. It's going to be Reuven. Why? Because he's Bilbil Yitzui Avi. Right? He's Mabal Yitzui Avi. Mamela, he's Mabal Yitzui Avi. It could be that there should be another child. It should have been, and he's the one that's causing it. So it comes out now, he goes to Sako Vatariso. What's the pshat? The chet he did before, Bilbil Yitzui Avi, was the dakis, the chet, Tavan, Elba, Imo, whatever that he did, tshuva. But now he's misurred to do tshuva again. That's the chet. Why? Because it'll turn out now, because of his Bilbil Yitzui Avi, it's going to turn out that he's causing that maybe there's one child missing for Rachel's chet. So Mamela, he feels bad, so he goes now, Vesako Vataniso, the Osik, the tshuva, and that thing. So the Beis HaLevi says it's it.
Rachel passed away when he was with Bilhah's bed.
What? I mean, the chelik is supposed to be for them, right? For their chelik, right? In terms of chelik, is supposed to be for her tzad, right? I mean, her tzad is supposed to get that much, right? Those who fortune, and she's not going to get it because one is going to be missing, right? And if he wouldn't have done it, then there may be another one, correct? So Mamela, he's Tava Elbonimo, so he wants to, I mean, that deal is Rachel, that's all the same, correct?
There
so Mamela.
There would have been one less layer anyway, so it's still the
digital. What? No.
There would have been one less layer, so it's still
the digital. Why would one less layer? Which one?
There, next one.
Dina, no, but Dina, no, she didn't. She had more of her chalik, she had four, but each one had their own chalik.
She had
Nabiya
that night. In the Pasuk
said. The Pasuk said that there was a special tree where it should be Dina, like in other words, and it had changed that it should have been one, and it was a special tefillah, she didn't want to get more than her chelik, and so maybe. So Mamela, he's causing, he's going to, but he's mabal the whole thing. He says, what do you see, tshuva? You see, mamash, what do you see, tshuva? Yosef, he's doing tshuva on the chelik, which is not done yet. Because we don't know if Yosef is going to, we don't know what's going to be with Yosef. He doesn't know what Yosef is, but he comes back and says, ana anivo. Now, my father's going to be so angry at me because if it will turn out like this, right, he's going to Sakovatani, so he doesn't know they're talking about killing Yosef. And he tries to save him, and he goes back. So it turns out that even before the chet is committed, he's already oisik with Shuman because he's afraid what's going to happen. And even if it does happen like that, it's not really directly from him. I mean, it's the bunim that are, and they're causing everything, and it turns out now I'm afraid of what he did was a chet. He said, that's a dark issue. And he said, that's the Chazal say. The Chazal say, they bring down the Chazal say that Hosea. He brings the Chazal say by Hosea that the Medrash says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'olam Nochata Adam Lefanai V'asa Tshuva. The Medrash says, nobody ever did a chet before and I asked a tshuva. Yatoa patachta b'tshuva tzchilo chayecha sheben bincha omega posech b'tshuva. You Reuben, right? You did tshuva, so you're Ben Yitzchila. Who's that? Hosea. Shomer Shuv Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, right? That Reuben was Isaac with tshuva, and because of this, who's a tshuva? Ben Mincha. So everybody asked, La'olam. Nobody ever did tshuva before, and nobody knew about till Hosea is going to be poseach with tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell us to do tshuva. B'shachta Hashem Elokecha. He says, you Ben Mincha, right? Your Ben Bincha is going to possess a tzuva v'tchila. That's Hosea. That's Shuv Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. The psukim in the Chumash are malay that you should go to do tshuva. Besides the fact that Kayim did tshuva, right? And Adam Arishon, we talked about tshuva way before even Ruah. We're talking about Reuven. So basically, we said that's the pshat. If you've done a chet to do tshuva on the chet, that's understood. We understand it. But over here, what are we doing tshuva? We're doing a tshuva of a chet that may turn out to be a chet. You're not sure it's going to be a chet. You're doing even tshuva before a chet is, and also that you're only indirectly the one that's going to cause the chet. You're not doing the chet directly yourself. He says, and that's what Hosea says. Tshuva Yisrael al Hashem Elokecha ki chashalta bavonecha. But the kashalta, that's a problem. Kashalta, you were caught in you were stumbling in your avon. So what's kashalta bavanecha means? You were stumbling in it, it's not even going to do directly. Out of your avon, the consequence of what you've done came out of consequence later that somebody else did something. And because of that, it turned out what you did is an avon. So he says, kishalta bavanecha, that's tshuva, so that's the chiddush of Moshe. That if there's a kishalom avon in such a way, then there's an ending of tshuva that you have to do. He said, that's what the chiddush is. And that's why Reuven was so upset about it that he's the one that's involved. What I mean, what? Because everything's in front of me, not because he's not the oldest one. Because he'll come out indirectly. He's the one that caused the lack of the Shvatim, losing the Shvatim. That's how he wants to say to you so. And that's the idea. And then he says, stand the pshat of Ashaloshienu, Al Suslo Birka, Lonamoro Kenel Masi Adenu, says another pshat also. There's an meaning of doing tshuva because when you do one chet, sometimes one chet leads to another chet. Right? You do one chet, if you steal something, and because you're stealing, you have to lie, you have to do this. Sometimes you do one chet, and then you get caught up into it, and you have no way, and you can't say to the person what you've done, so you have to lie, you have to do this, you do that. So one chet leads to another chet. Ki kashalta ba'avonecha. Nerds, Hoshea is also telling him, there's a chiddush, I want you to do tshuva because know what's going to be. It's going to be one aver is going to cause you to do another, and not only gorer is aver, it's going to be mamish and the same thing itself. And it can even get to avodah zorah too. So that's what he's saying to him. First it's Tarat Ala Suslon Yakah, you should be tshuva that you shouldn't get the smallest things that you can leave to avodah zorah. That's what he wants to say, the special chiddush here in to what he read. In the beginning of the parasha, there's Rashi, it says, Vayeshev. That the Bali Musar learned from here a great deal. It says, Vayeshev, that he wants to sit b'shalva, Yaakov wants to sit b'shalva, and Kofetz Alav Rogel, Rogzer, Shal Esav, Eshal, Shal Yosef. Right, he wants to sit b'shalva, right, and Kofetz Alav Rogel Shal Esav, Eshal Shal Yosef. So the Bali Musar talk about that. He wants to sit b'shalva, and Kofetz Alav Yosef nerds kilo. He wants to sit quietly, and now Rogel Shal Yosef, he's going to have to suffer because of Yosef. So the Yehuda Bali Musar say, what's the problem? Lo magil Yaakov to sit b'shalva. I mean, Yaakov was a Yaakov b'shalva. Yaakov, look at all the tzaras he had. He was by shame v'aver. And what kind of shalva is Yaakov asking for?
Shalva,
rest. You know, content, shalem, shalva, rest. What's his rest? Well, what do you think Yaakov is going to do? You think he's not going to learn like he learned by shame v'aver? I mean, he's going to. Yaakov is not going to. His shalva is. He went through mamish now. So he had so many years now that he's been by Lavan. And he's working so hard, and all the things that happens to him, and all the tzaras that he has by love, and so what? And what? His shalva is going to be a shalva that he's not going to sit and learn b'yosik ruchnius. Of course, he's going to be b'yosik ruchnius. What is he? He's biggest. He's asking for shalva, right? He's asking for shalva.
Where's the shalva to b'yosik ruchnius?
He wants to do, but he wants shalva, not with the tzaras, not with the tirdas that he has, right? He says. So he says the answer must be, that's what Rucham says. That you want shalva, Yaakov. This is the way his approach is. Shalva is ein olam haba. Shalva is ein olam haba. You want olam haba, you're ba'olam hazeh. A person is ba'olam hazeh has to know that his life is not a life of shalva. Not a life of shalva. Your avoida here is avoida that you can't be shalva. And if you want to sit b'shalva, it's kilu, you're going to be getting your chelek of olam haba. Maybe he doesn't want to give him that. That's not for you. That's what ein avoida is here. Right? You don't want Rogosh. All he didn't want was Rogosh Yosef. He's going to work hard, he's going to learn hard, he's going to work everything. But that shalva is a Kain Olam Abba. That's not the Abod of Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, you don't have that. And therefore, he says the same thing. Olam Hazeh is a place in this world which purifies a person. It's Mitzarev. It cleanses a person. You have to be in Olam Hazeh to go through Olam Hazeh with all the difficulties of Olam Hazeh. Then you become Roy for Olam Abba. There can't be a matzav so much in Olam Hazeh. And if you do get Olam Hazeh Shalva, then you'll be getting it. It's like a Cain at the end of the last year's Yaakov did receive a bit. That's like a type of Olam Abba. He says, and he wants to say, Rav Rucham says too, it says, Im Lavan Garti, we talked about it last week, Taig Mitzvah Shamarti, right? Good, he's telling Esau that I was doing Tarim Mitzvahs. That I'm roy for the bracha, I'm doing Tarim Mitzvahs. What's got to do with love and garti? I mean, what in love and garti, but Tarim Mitzvah Shamarti. You did Tarim Mitzvahs, right? So what's got to do with loving so much that you're doing in love? Good, garti, tayag, it's the mitzvah, but why is it so much? So he says a very interesting thing. He said, I mean, it's a gadlusak of Yaakov. Yaakov, it says, he worked another 7 years, right? And the first 7 years he worked for Rachel, and then when he didn't get Rachel, he was cheated. He worked another 7 years. And the second 7 years he worked for Rachel was like the first 7 years. Imagine if somebody cheats you, right? You work 7 years, and you have to work another 7 years. You think that you could work with the same relationship to the person you're working for. He's Murami. Now you work another 7 years for Rachel, and you're going to work, it says in the Chazal, he worked the second seven years like the Rishonis, right? It went quickly and everything else, but not only did it go quickly, his relationship to Lavan is, he's dealing with Lavan is the same way. And it's not much of that.
after he gets, he mamash, he's marabbing him, and he's got to work so much more, and he still relates to love, and he's with emeskite, with his emes. That's a meter. In other words, Yaakov is trying to say, in love and garti v'tayik mitzvah shamarti, even in the most difficult situations, I'm marabbing like love, and I'm able to keep my mitzvahs, because that's really what the purpose of what I'm going to say is. With all the situations you have difficult situations, you have trouble to do it, that's what your job is, in those situations, to be omen. He had a very difficult situation, Yaakov, so Yaakov was able to do it. It says, ki echlaftit maskutur esarat monim. The Chazal say every time mona means is 10 times. He changed it 100 times. 100 times he was Muramahim. Could you think? And he said, and I didn't steal a thing from you, I didn't take it. And the Chazal say, let's bring Lavan to be made on Yaakov that he didn't steal anything. Lavan should be made on him. Why? And Lechayim, he said, a person, he's changing and changing 100 times, he's changing all the masorot that you have. How can you relate to the Balabos the same way you do it? And they said, no, he didn't take anything. He didn't change anything. And some say, too, he's by his shver there, he's over there. He can't even take one kli, one little thing, one utensil of fork. He's in the house there 20 years. One little thing he didn't take with him. He didn't even take mamash gorn, he didn't take a machat. He didn't take a thing from him. Right? He's there so long. No. Even though, and he was cheated so many times, it's coming to me. Look, he's been doing so much time, so I'm permitted to have something here too. I mean, a person would say, you know, I'm permitted to use this. Listen, I'm here working so hard, he changed the maskorot so many times. This little privilege I'm entitled to have, I'll take a piece of silver with me. I'll take whatever. No, Yaakov doesn't want anything. Why? Because Yaakov understands that's what he's saying to Lavan, to Esav, in Lavan Garti, the Taivans of Shamarti. In the most difficult situations, I'm watching the mitzvahs, even where it's very difficult, because the whole matzav of Olam Hazeh is to be mitzarif. It's to purify the person. That's the whole purpose of it. So Ibn Zayd, so Yaakov wants to sit b'shalva. He wants to work b'shalva with Avodas Hashem. No, he has to know that the Olam Hazeh is not like that. There's no shalva in Olam Hazeh. He's got to have tzar another 7. He's got to have another year till Yosef. How many years it was for Yosef? That Yosef, as far as he's concerned, is dead. He's gone. He doesn't know where he is. Kofitz al rogos shel Yosef. That's what he. That's the way he has to treat to deal with the world. So that's really a very difficult thing for us to see how a person can, you know, be miyacheis to the world and how to do it. But yes, he has to do it. So that's Yaakov. But I'm saying this is for us too. In other words, we should know. I don't know what difficult situations a Bachar has. What are you lacking? I don't know what you're lacking, right? Sometimes you call Sarah, maybe, I don't know. But each person is lacking something. I know. You have a difficult situation. I don't know. What chaser lechem? Food is chaser lechem. Clothes are chaser lechem. I don't know what's chaser lechem. Right? Maybe friends chaser lechem. I don't know. You have trouble with my friends. Whatever it is, the situation, sometimes you don't call the cards. You don't. The situation. maybe you're missing that wrong. I'm missing something, you're complaining about this, and the last is over. I mean, what are the small things? Whatever situation, chaser. What's chaser? Whatever it is, whatever chaser, good. All I'm going to say is, but sorry for this, you're watching this. I mean, compared to big nishanis that people have, right? Good. This is the beginning of learning. That's a different. He says, Rabbi Yashor says, even a little more, along with the malach that we had. We had a malach with that too. He says that when he wants to say the shalva. He wants to say the shalva. Yaakov suffered so much. He went through love. He went through Esau. He went through Edward Demon. Yaakov is not having such enjoyable periods, right? Sitting with Lavan for 20 years, getting. He's around mail to him all the time, hundreds of times, gotta work, he works day and night, he says everything. Then he gotta go meet again, he has to meet Esau, if it's a problem, maybe he's out to kill him, that's gonna be a problem. Dina, the whole problem with Dina, right, to Nevola, he has to be Israel. His years aren't doing so, he wants to sit b'shalva, right? Yaakov wants to sit b'shalva, and right away, Kofitz a little over b'shal Yosef. Yosef, you can't get along, you can't. So he said, he brings the Gemara, right? You're not ready for it. So the Gemara says about Yisurim. The Gemara in Brachas. Yisurim, oh, it's a little, how much, like I said before, how much Yisurim we have. But the Gemara talks about Yisurim. If a person has Yisurim, It says, Amar Rabbi Demir Rav Chista, Imroi Adam Shisrim Ba'olam. Person has Shisrim. I don't know. He's suffering. He's sick, Chassar Shalom, whatever it is. Yefash Beish Bamasa. Person needs to do is look into your actions. Yefash Beish Bamasa, see what you're doing. Shenemar Nachmas Adrakeinu V'Nakor V'Nashuva. Tafei. Lo Matzah. He didn't find any of theirs. He didn't look a little tighter. Shenemar, he was a pasuk for that too. Right? Vim Tala Velo Matzah. Didn't find any Bibel Tayer. It's not referring to us so much. Tala Velo Matzah, he didn't find Bibel Tayer. What? Yodei Shisrim Shalav. Shenemar, Kes Asher Yoav Hashem Yochiach. And he brings a pasuk too. Kol Shakar Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo Medako Bi Yisurim. Right? And he brings a pasuk.
What does it say that if he doesn't want him to try what happens to him? What should he do?
Ilo matzah, it's a dafei, but it's a biyadua, she yisurim shal avahim, the yisurim of hava. Shenemar, brings a pasuk, ki esa sheyoav Hashem yochiyach. The verb we like is going to be mochiyach, and he brings a pasuk, kol shakosh bruchol chavetz bo medako bi yisurim. Yisurim shal hava. So Rashi says, really, yisurim shal hava, it's hard to understand. Hakosh bruchol miyasu bolam azeh, bolo shum avah. It's okay. You didn't do anything wrong. Stamakosh Baruch Mitzayir, Kedei Laharbo Schar Bola Ma'alboa, Yosem Likdei Schuyos. It's a biblical concept. He's going to punish here, that later he'll give you more credit, Bola Ma'alboa, because Bola Ma'alboa is such a more lasting thing. But they bring down, Yeshua brings down, and Jester Mamish talks also the same people, the same idea. It says also, too, the Gemara says,